every day. Did you know that one out of every 10 students in the United States misses 10% of the school year? Attending school every day is critical because half of the students who miss two or more days in September go on to miss nearly a month of school. These attendance gaps lead to achievement gaps. Starting in kindergarten, chronic absence leads to third graders unable to read well. By sixth grade, it's a warning sign that students will fail classes or even drop out of high school. We want to thank our school leaders, community advocates, parents, and students for helping build a habit and a culture of regular school attendance, and for working together to identify and address barriers to getting children to school. To enroll in USA Schools or for more information, go to the website think-usa.org or call 989-883-2360.
Listening to the WLW Sports Network's presentation of high school football of MHSA play. You're right here in the Great Thumb of Michigan. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansman, with your call tonight. Also with us, our Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole. If you were to drive a sugar beet truck from Lakers to USA High School and not stop for anything, well, you wouldn't be out of the ordinary. If you wanted to take that to an extreme and drive a straight line through fields, turbines, over the river, and through the woods, it would be a 14-mile journey as the crow flies, south by southwest. For the more sensible drivers out there, it'd be an 18-mile, 23-minute drive, 27 if you stop at the Dairy Barn. In regards to school size, you won't find two schools closer in school student count than USA and Lakers. Just four students separate the two schools per MHSA enrollment numbers, 263 for Lakers, 267 for the Patriots. This is critical because it appears that the dividing line between Division 7 and Division 8 playoffs is hovering around 265. Meaning either one or both could fall in opposite divisions. In layman's terms, either you'll face Muskegon Catholic Central in Division 8 or Traverse City St. Francis in 7. Tonight marks the 44th meeting between the Lakers and USA. Since Unionville and Sebring High Schools consolidated in the fall of 1972, the green and white have sparred with the red, white, and blue every year, except twice, those being the first 2 years of USA High School in 1972 and 1973. USA won the first matchup on September 13th, 1974, 16-0. Despite being bitter rivals and playing every year since 1974, USA and Lakers were never in the same conference until 1996. That year, they were both in the Thumb C Conference, National Division. In the following year, the Greater Thumb Conference was conceived. As far as offensive production is concerned, Lakers are on top of the pile. Of the 12 Greater Thumb Conference teams, Lakers score the most with 37.6 a game. USA sits in the 9th spot, averaging 20.6 points a game. Plus 17 for the home of Thumb Sailor. Defensively, it's much closer. Lakers still boast the top defense in the GTC, allowing just 11.6 points per contest. But USA is tied for third and just 4 points behind at 15.6, plus 4 in favor of the Green Machine. Las Vegas has set their line for the night, and they are confident in their line unless it's wrong. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University Sports Wagering Department said after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spread for tonight sits at Lakers, 12.5 points. Today is the 279th day of the year, meaning just 86 days until New Year's Eve. Dave, have any plans?
No, but 86 days, that's such a small number,
close.
Isn't it?
That's right. That's right. Make sure you get reservations in. We'd like to say hello and greetings to those listening to tonight's game worldwide via WLW Sports, especially those tech-savvy folks from Sebring Township, which, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question. Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. Well, Sebring Township was organized on February 12th, 1853, on the petition of Frederick Schilling and Frederick Luckard. Upon the inception of the township, what county did Sebring Township fall under? Would you like multiple choice? Huron or Tuscola County?
No, that's okay.
Okay, all right.
God, I don't want to overthink it. It has to be Tuscola County.
Well, you're wrong, actually. It was in part of Huron County initially. Up until that point, for judicial purposes, it was technically in Tuscola County. So you had that reversed there a little bit. All right, I'll give you another bonus. This is multiple choice. In 1845, the area of Unionville and Sebring was sparsely inhabited. Just 200 Ojibwa Indians lived here until Frederick, everyone apparently was spelled, was named Frederick back then, Frederick Schmidt of Ann Arbor sent three missionaries to the area to teach the natives about Christianity. Christianity, there we go. What religion did these missionaries belong to, Dave? A, Lutheran. B, Catholicism. C, were they Mennonite? Or D, Episcopalian?
Let's take a shot in the dark, and I'll go with Lutheran.
Correct. Correct. Yes, those missionaries were Lutheran. And as a bonus to the bonus question, how many members belong to the Missouri Synod of the Lutheran Church in America?
I have no clue. I'll go with the half a million.
Well, you're close. 2.1 million, in fact. It's the second largest Lutheran body. I don't blame you for not knowing that. We're both Catholic. And but
that's correct.
So it's the second largest Lutheran body, but the number one largest Lutheran Church synod, or a style of it, I don't know the correct word, is the Evangelical, there we go, Lutheran Church of America at 3.6 million. And in reference, there are 70.4 million Catholics in the United States and 291 million in the world. Now listen in and find out, and excuse me, we'll listen in to our national anthem presented and played by the USA Marching Band.
And USA Patriots. Starting on defense for the Patriots, at defensive back, number 2, Josh Lang. At defensive tackle, number 3.
Well, it looks like we've got a little ahead of ourselves there. Dave Hansen, why don't you tell us about your three keys to tonight's game?
Let's start number 1 with Lakers. They need to continue to be dominant up front. They can do that. They will win this football game. On the other side of things, the USA Patriots need to sustain drives. They need to get the football, keep the Laker defense on the field, find ways to get first downs, and put a little bit more points up on the game, because I don't think 14 points on average is enough to win in this type of situation. And last but not least, I think Brennan Wisner will shine tonight. I think he will do more than he's been asked to do all year long. I think this is the game where you see him run a little bit more. You will see him have the ball in his hands more often. No pun intended being the quarterback, but I think he's going to be the guy that makes that play that seals the deal for Lakers.
Now we're going to listen in to our national anthem presented by the USA Marching Band right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
Military and military veterans are invited to stand with their caps remaining on to salute the flag. All others, please remove your hats. And now the national anthem by the USA Marching Band.
Conditions in Sebring, Michigan are 63 degrees with cloudy skies. They're calling for a 5% chance of rain this evening. Winds are out of the east-northeast, I can't talk tonight, at 7 miles per hour, gusting up to 11 miles per hour. Visibility is limited. Barometric pressure is dropping at 29.98 inches, and the dew point is at 54. It feels like it's 63 degrees out. The humidity is at 74%. Sunset is in about 8 minutes at 7:07, and we're currently in a full moon phase, Dave. Which I think is safe to say, it's a beautiful day for football. Sunrise was at 7:36 this morning, 7:07 sunset, which means we're down to 11 hours and 31 minutes of daylight. On October 6th, we lost 18 minutes from just 7 days ago. Lakers won the toss, and he's elected to defer, so USA will be receiving to start this ball game on the left side of your radio. USA coming out in their home Navy uniforms, Navy pants, Navy uniforms with a red and white stripe on their shoulders, white numbers in lettering across their chest in the classic white helmet with the blue P on just one side. For the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, new uniforms this year, and they're going with the Dallas Cowboys look, per se, all white. White pants, white shirts, or excuse me, white uniforms, green numbers, green lettering with a flat green paint on their helmets with the winged L emblazoned on their helmets. 12 minutes are on the clock, and we already start this one off, kicking off for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Number 21, Andrew Siegfried.
And you might as well mention the sock wear tonight.
Oh, yes,